Hey, it's Thanksgiving week, and Nick and I wanted to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving as we talk about all the stuff happening around Black Friday. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And Nick, we're back in the studio. It feels weird, but feels right.
It feels like we haven't done a show in the studio or just the two of us in a long time.
Yeah, because 2 weeks ago, Gary Valentine
and Justin.
Yeah, joined us, and we talked all about FOBAB. Yeah. Then last week, we were at Goose Island Beer Company drinking some great stouts.
Yeah, we got all the BCS variants. Oh. And that was cool. That was actually really cool. Cheers to those guys for having us over, man.
Yeah, it was very, untypical for our show, where we're usually talking about the events and stuff we're going to, but this time we just kind of focused on these beers that are getting released this week and, like, what went into them. It was more of an interview. So
yeah, which is nice. I mean, I like the format. I was like, man, we're breaking away from what we do, but we're getting some pretty good content, you know? Like, and then I think if we break for anything, FOBAB and BCS
are the two.
Yeah, those are two good reasons to break format.
That's true, yeah. But as always, when we're in the studio, we're drinking local Chicago beer, or Illinois beer, really. And we're drinking this time Ale Syndicate's Richie, their Imperial Porter.
Yeah, man. So I'm guessing Imperial Porter and Stout are like synonyms, right?
I guess it's appropriate. It's Black Friday's coming up, and we're drinking Imperial Porter. It's what, Imperial Porter Tuesday? I don't know.
Yeah, man. This is a show favorite, man. We've had a few Ale Syndicate beers on.
Yeah.
This is an Imperial Porter. Richie, I believe they said once that it's named after Mayor Richard Daley.
Okay.
So they call it Richie, yeah.
And this is, I think, their newest beer to get released. It comes in 4 packs. And, yeah, it's tasty. It feels like just very full and warms you up. It's coming at 8%, so it's pretty big.
I love it, man. clean, chocolatey, fun stuff.
Yeah, so we'll sip on these as we talk about. I feel like we should talk about the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get a chance to talk about our feelings for FOBAB. You know, I think we need to hold hands, light some candles, and just, you know, and reminisce for a minute.
Yeah, and get some things, you know, and just talk things out. You know, let's just talk things out, man.
So 2 weeks ago was the Small Bar Division closing.
Yeah, man. Last day of Small Bar. Now, I didn't make it to that event. Did you make it to
Yeah, I made it there. Maeve and I walked over there. I realized, like, they were having this event for the closing, and I didn't realize, like, this was it. I thought it was, like,
it didn't sink in, like.
It felt like maybe, like, this was the event for the closing and, like, oh, end of the month or whatever. And it was just kind of like Phil said, like, he locked the doors and that was it and turned in the keys, basically. It's like, what? Oh, I didn't realize I would have drank and ate something else, maybe.
It's an interesting idea that, you know, here you are, you know, a guy who's kind of like this vanguard for craft beer, you know, and you're like waving this flag when nobody else is on the whole block.
Phil
McFarland. And then you just decide, hey, I'm just going to walk away from this when the block is completely different now.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and everybody benefits from it. So it's an interesting stance. He's like, hey, I'm walking away from this.
But it was great crowd, great turnout, which is what you want for a closing like that. You want everyone to come out and be like, yeah, this place meant something for me.
Yeah, I saw a lot of photos. Looks like a lot of people that we all know were there, which looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it would have been sad if there was like two regulars at the bar being like, well, you're closing? Well, I guess I'm going next door.
Right.
But it showed like how big of an impact that place had and how much Phil meant to the craft beer community. So it was cool to see.
Yeah, because I remember going to FOBABs and seeing Phil, you know, back in the media or Brewer's Lounge. Mm-hmm. And Phil's back there, you know, catering the whole thing. He was always very visible at events like Festival, you know. And then his space, if you're on Division, his space is like the space to be. I mean, I think Jerry's and then Phil's place. But then there aren't a lot of places that you would frequent if you're really, really into beer.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was packed. It was crowded. It was hard to get food if you were trying to eat. I didn't end up eating there. I think we walked down to Jerry's to get food after we were done drinking.
Okay.
But good way to send off small bar.
Yeah, I saw a really cool painting that somebody gave him. And the photo, it was like this portrait of like the ocean with a lot of waves. And then
yeah, I think that was the Solemn Oath people.
Yeah, it was a Solemn Oath people. Yeah. And then in the middle of the ocean is this bar, and it's small bar.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's got a little light on in front of it, and it was like the perfect, like, you know.
Yeah, that was
great. The perfect metaphor for what small bar was, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I wonder if they print up a bunch of those and you can buy those at all. But look nice, or look up on the Solemn Oath blog probably to see that.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later was FOBAB.
Yeah. His party, Phil's closing party at Small Bar, served as the as a pre-party for FOBAB. Mm-hmm. And this was the 12th annual FOBAB at USC Forum.
Forum,
yeah.
When I thought it was the Pavilion. I think I kept saying the Pavilion.
Well, I've never been to the Forum, so it's an easy mistake to make.
I've only been to the Pavilion.
Yeah, so. I saw a new addition there last year. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Even Bobby Brown was there. It was fantastic. But yeah, I've never been to the Forum, which is the newer of the two.
I guess.
Yeah. And FOBAB, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not the warm and fuzzy Chicago FOBAB anymore. You know, last year, I think they said 1,000 people for two sessions.
Uh-huh.
This year, closer to like 1,700 per session.
Okay.
And three sessions over 2 days.
Right.
It felt more like it was, and it's in a really big space. It felt more like an expo than, you know, previous years.
Yeah, I think I heard a couple people say like FOBAB Expo. Right. It felt a little too, I don't know, not too corporate, but I think it was. Just felt different.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as much as we don't want to admit it, I guess that's where we are with FOBAB, right? Like, it's a national event. You know, a lot of these breweries weren't even from Chicago, you know, which is, that's not how it was in the past. It's a national event, people coming in for it.
It's hard to hate on it for getting bigger to have to, like, set it up that way, right?
Right, exactly. I remember, only thing I can compare it to now is, like, when I was at Great American Beer Fest, it's like, you know, in some spaces at FOBAB, I would get my beer, and then I'm like, man, this is a little too crowded for me to drink this beer. But I would go over to one of the corners, and then you could comfortably drink your beer there. You know, a lot of people are enjoying this event, man. It's good to see. I thought it was a good event, considering that it had to grow.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was super well organized. I think that was probably a benefit that nobody who went to the festival saw, like just the organization of like turning over the room and like getting new kegs and dumping water that just didn't seem to happen at when it was at Bridgeport. You would see people like pushing carts of ice and kegs through the middle of the floor during the festival, but never saw any of this happen. And it was just well put together.
It's a crazy party, man. I can remember, like, you know, there's a line, crazy line for, like, vanilla rye. You know, Goose had their station in the back where they're pouring everything. Yeah. But then along one of the regular rows was vanilla rye. And people are going nuts for it. But then right next to that is, like, Black Note from Bell's.
Yeah.
You know, or like, or like Abraxas is pouring. And, you know, people are going nuts for Abraxas. But then, like, Chocolate Rain is on the other side. You know, like, it was, like, it was cool because you could walk up to any booth and get an awesome beer. And, you know, even if you wanted to bypass the big lines, there were still awesome beers to be had with no line.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you feel like even though it was in a bigger space, it felt more crowded? I guess there was more people there, but did it feel smaller? For some reason, it felt smaller to me. Like,
yeah, I was talking to Gary about this on Saturday just for a little bit. I was saying, and he said there were some last-minute space issues with regards to, like, space in between the rows.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and he said he anticipated that. So he knew that if there was one area for improvement, that, you know, there if there were a little more spacing between each row, then it wouldn't feel as congested, even though it's a bigger space.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, there were ways around it. You know, workaround is, hey, you know, get your beer and then walk away. Yeah, but yeah. So that would be, if I had to give some criticism, that would probably be it.
Because at the Bridgeport, the second year, they had that whole other room where the, I guess, sours and ciders were. And that was almost like a nice separate room.
I thought Bridgeport was the perfect setup. that was such a great space.
But I think for them who ran FOBAB, they had issues with Bridgeport.
Yeah, I mean, it's on like the top floor or, you know, or near the top, right? And then you're lugging, like, you know, like you said, you know, a couple tons of beer up some stairs or in an old elevator. You know, it's like,
that's gonna break.
Yeah, logistically, if you put on an event there, it probably sucks a little bit. This made more sense, and I thought they did a great job. You know, yeah, especially the, you know, I went to the Illinois Beer website, and They streamed all the awards this year.
Oh, they did. That's awesome. Which was cool. Okay.
Yeah. So like, I missed the awards on Saturday.
Yeah.
But then like a couple of days later, I can go there and you know you can see like a little YouTube embed.
Oh, cool.
Of everything that won.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed the awards too. I only went on Friday.
Yeah, it's cool that Pete still does the awards.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I was wondering like, how's that gonna work? But yeah, he still does all the awards.
Stepped up and did it. I mean, yeah. This is my festival.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember in the past, if Haymarket would win, he'd be like, somebody from Haymarket could come up here and get this award. Which is kind of funny because I'm like, well, you made the beer. Like, but it was cool. Yeah.
Looking back on it now, for 2 weeks ago, was there a beer that stood out to you? Or you remember one that was like, yeah, that was it. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, the first beer I had that was magic was like that. The side project had a beer called Rasp.
Okay.
And I'm guessing it was a raspberry sour. It was really, really good.
That one was gone in like 15 minutes.
And then there was another beer from... While the Abraxas line was going crazy, Upland was next to them.
Okay.
And they had a sour on. And,
was it in bottle?
It was in a bottle. Yeah.
I don't remember what that was, but I remember having Upland sour.
Yeah, I'll give you the name in a second, but that was really good. Craft Beer Compass, Joel from up in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, dude, you need to go try, because, you know, like Mike was from Goose Island was saying last week, he's like, hey, you know, Wild Turkey Barrels, Goose got everybody a Wild Turkey Barrel for that Bear Kill project.
Yeah.
And there were a couple beers, like the Yodo Con Leche in Turkey Barrels, Wild Turkey Barrels. That was really good. And then Transient had one called Betsy,
which was like a creek. I only had, like, two of the Barricade beers because, I don't know, there was just so many beers, and it was hard to decide, like, out of those I had never heard of, I'm going to try one of these that maybe I've already heard of.
Yeah, the Upland beer I was talking about is called Rambutan, which is a sour ale aged on fresh rambutan.
Yeah, so rambutans are like this, you see them in Southeast Asia. Yeah,
enlighten us. I don't know what the hell a rambutan
like
this, is.
They almost look like spiky strawberries.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had one on its own, but I did try that beer. But yeah, that's what rambutans are. They look like, if you were to throw them at someone, it would hurt. Spiky.
Or if you were like to fall in a bush of them,
it would not. Porcupine of fruits, I think. One beer I had that kind of stood out to me was the Barrel Age Flannel Pajamas. From
Beguile.
Yeah. Okay. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
But it was hard to say when someone came up to you and be like, what's a beer I should have? I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember all these that I'm having. And they're all great.
There were a lot of those moments where it was like, it's this party with an endless amount of great beer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the coolest part about FOBAP.
Yeah.
You know? I would agree with that statement you made.
Mm. And everyone's going to have their own favorite. I think Austin, he loves 1090s beers. And he was talking about them and what they had. And so tried some stuff from them. And it was just nice to see what everyone's thinking and what they like and different.
Yeah, at a party like that, just finding out what everybody else is drinking and then trying it. That's part of the fun.
Yeah. And then talking to Steve Hamburg a little bit about the awards that were Saturday, he said it was a little more organized this time, but I think it still has room for improvement.
Yeah. Later on, I went and I didn't have it that night, but I went the next day and had the Cherise de Michigan from Lake Effect, which took second in the fruit beer category this year. And Goose Island's Vanglorious took third. So this was pretty. It's a pretty cool moment for Lake Effect, you know.
Yeah.
It was a it was a sour beer with cherries. I had that the next day when we did the bus, and I really liked that. I was really excited for those guys.
Oh, when you went on the bus to Lake Effect,
right?
On the bus to FOBAB. That's like the best brew bus ever. Like, we're going to FOBAB.
First time's gonna be FOBAB. God, that'd be trouble.
Hurry up! You got 30 minutes.
Yeah. So I had that. That was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, FOBAB was a good time. It's a lot easy to get to, right off Halsted.
Yeah.
And and the guys who put it on, I thought, did a great job.
Yeah. So cheers. If you have anything to say about that, let us know or post a comment. Yeah. Love to hear your opinions of it as well.
Yeah. I wonder if, one more note about FOBAB, I wonder if they're ever going to make, like, you know, the medals that they get, like, actual, like, you know, silver and gold and bronze, like the Olympics. That'd be fucking great.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. All right.
Anything else to mention from either the past 2 weeks or even last week? What did you do?
Well, real quick, last week I went to Hub 51 downtown.
Why?
So I could pop my collar, man, and show everybody who's the man. And, you know, and do Jaeger bombs. No, because they did an Oscar Blues event. Yeah, it was an Oscar.
Where are we going with this?
No, it was a Oscar Blues beer dinner.
Okay.
You know, and it was so it was five courses with Oscar Blues stuff. You know, cans. Their thing is cans.
All cans, like nothing on draft.
Yeah, nothing on draft. Mm. Everything was in cans. Even the beers that they had some Colorado exclusive beers. Even those beers were in cans.
Okay. Did they give you a can with each course, like, or?
Oh, what they do is they poured them out and gave you like glassware to keep. So they gave you a little 4 ounce glassware, branded glassware.
Neat.
And then if you wanted, they requested, if you wanted to have a can or two sit at your table, you could request additional cans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Oscar Blues guys were there, which was cool. All
right.
Yeah. And what I like about this place is Hub 51 has a space downstairs. They call it Sub 51. It's like a little nightclub. So the restaurant's upstairs.
Didn't know about that.
Yeah, I didn't know either. You go down there and it's like a little space for maybe like 90 people, right? But they had like, you know, tables and they had this dinner down there. And the cool part was like, it was a proper, like, you know, the first course was hors d'oeuvres, you know, so you get three different hors d'oeuvres passed around. Mm-hmm. And then there's these buckets with all the cans and you can just go have a can. And it's like a networking.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
The first course is hors d'oeuvres and networking.
Yeah.
And then you sit down and then
the meal starts.
And then the meal starts.
Okay.
That was cool. You know.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Exactly. You know, and so it took away a lot of the, you know, a lot of the stuffiness, you know. Everybody's drinking. Everybody's got cans of, you know, Dale's Pale Ale.
So they're already having a good time.
Right. So that part was great. And then the guys were there. They were saying that the, and I didn't know this. I knew they were in North Carolina. You know, they're a Colorado brewery. They did 150,000 barrels out of Colorado.
Jesus.
Their North Carolina location's already doing 30,000 barrels a year.
Wow.
Yeah, they're in 36 states.
Okay.
Didn't know that. So this was a really good time. I thought that the crowd was like a you know, like a typical River North crowd. Like, I'd say maybe 60% of the crowd was like women. And there was like groups of women at this event, you know, making their evening about a beer dinner.
Oh, cool.
Which was fantastic.
What day of the week was it, do you remember?
This was like a Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. This was like a Tuesday night. But the last beer was called Station 3. And it was a Hef. And it was dedicated to the firefighters in Colorado.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. So they called it Station 3. So, like, proceeds from that beer go to support. Because, you know, they have, like, you know, all kind of fires and all that jazz. Sure, yeah. You know, like, over the mountains and all that jazz. Yeah. So that was cool.
So anytime you buy that beer, some portion of it goes to them?
Yeah, and it's a Colorado-only thing, and they brought it out.
Oh, awesome.
1050 is a really good beer.
Yeah, that is great, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they brought the cut, the cans for Old Chub on Nitro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... it's weird to see because you pour it hard. You literally take the can, turn it completely upside down, and let it pour straight down the center of the glass.
Mm.
And it ends up, you get that beautiful cascading nitro pour from a can. They were saying that how this can and then I think Guinness are the only nitro cans in the country.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Left Hand, when they released their like bottle ones, they were like, when you pour it, pour with force. Don't just like ease it in like you would normal bottle. Just dump it in as fast as you can.
It's like an illusion because if you do this with like a normal can of, you know, a beer,
it's gonna foam all over
everywhere. And then you pour this, and it stops. It stops at the top of the at the
pipe. How does it know? It's like it's magic or something.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah. So I went to that. That was good.
Anything else?
One more event I went to. I went to a. Perennial Tap Invasion at Pazzo's in the Loop. So Pazzo's is downtown. It's on Jackson and State.
Okay.
So it's at DePaul. DePaul has a campus down there. All the if you're like a computer science major at DePaul, all those courses are downtown at the Loop campus.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those bars. So Pazzo's is this restaurant that sits on Jackson Estate. And then downstairs is, you know, this bar.
Is Pazzo's a pizza place? I feel like it's
cool. It's an Italian place. Oh, yeah. 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 It's totally Italian. So you go to this place. Last time we went there a couple years ago and did a story on a beer pong table that some DePaul guys made, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A really cool table. Looks like a skeet shot or like a half pipe or something, you know, like dips in the middle.
Oh, cool.
And when I went to this bar, it was like a Stella bar. They had Stella and Miller Lite. So when I heard about this event, I'm like, there's no way in hell that this is right. Like, this can't be right.
Yeah.
But then you go there and it's like, yeah, they have a friend of the network who's like friends. He's from St. Louis and he's friends with the guys at Side Project, the guys at Perennial.
Cool.
So he made this relationship. So they had some pretty serious beers on draft.
Only perennial, or did they have a side project?
No side project stuff. Side project's the next takeover.
Wow.
Right. These guys are like, so apparently this is the part that blew me. This is the number two perennial count in the state.
What?
Yeah. The Windy City guy was there. And I know Brandon, because Brandon used to work at Wild Onion. So I'm like, what do you mean it's the number two perennial count in the state? He's like, dude, they got three perennial taps on all year long.
Did you ask who's number one?
I started to, but then we started drinking. My guess would be Hop Leaf.
Probably.
I wouldn't know, though. Yeah. It's either Hop Leaf or like some bar we don't know that sits like on the Illinois, St. Louis border.
Border, yeah.
Missouri. Illinois-Missouri border.
Yeah. St. Louis-Illinois border.
Yeah. It's either Hop Leaf or some bar we've never heard of all the way at the bottom of the state.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number two
in the state. So apparently the Italian restaurant upstairs carries a lot of their bottles. And then this bar downstairs carries three of their drafts like all year.
Crazy. All right. Well, you're going to have to let me and everyone else know when this side project tap takeover is taking.
Yeah. It was a very surreal experience, man. They had a Sump, which is their stout with the St. Louis coffee added. Sump's the name of the coffee maker. Mm-hmm. And then they had Abraxas, coffee Abraxas, and some other cool stuff, man. I thought a dual partnership, which was a beer they made with, it was Prairie.
Okay.
Yeah, they made a beer with Prairie.
Okay.
With Prairie Ales. And a couple other beers. Most of their stuff was Belgians. And then, of course, stouts. There were Belgians and stouts.
Wow, yeah. Crazy.
There was a Berliner Weiss with tea at it that they made with Hop Leaf called Hop and Tea.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. It was a cool event. People were giving them hell about, this is their very first event. You know,
this place pauses.
Yeah. This was their very first, like, hardcore takeover event.
Was it busy? Like, a lot of beer people?
Yeah, it was full. All the nerds came down.
Okay.
You know, you're looking around, you're like, yeah, I know you guys. Like,
yeah. I know why you're here.
Yeah. And the cool part was, it was a bottle share as well. You know?
Okay.
I thought it was a great party, but I'm hanging out at the bar the whole time.
So what was the complaint? Oh, the credit. You were talking about this before, the credit card.
Yeah, so there was an issue where, you know, the guys had to hop behind the bar and help because, you know, it was getting packed.
Just random?
No, the Windy City guys.
Okay. Pull your own. We can't control this.
Can't control it. Just have your way with the taps. Do what you must.
Just don't steal anything.
Just bring back the glass when you're done. No, so the Windy City guys were helping out behind the bar.
Okay.
And it was to a point where, like, you know, you couldn't get a beer unless you had a tab open, you know, because they wanted to control the flow a little bit.
Weird.
Yeah. So that was one of the complaints. And I was talking to Brian's a guy's name, Brian Barclay. Shout out to him. He's a super cool guy. We talked to him for a minute. And he was explaining his relationship with these guys in St. Louis. But he was saying, hey, you know, this is our very first event. We're going to have some hiccups, but we really want to make this. Because when you think about it, man, there ain't a whole lot of places in the loop to go have, like, a Braxis on tap.
Right. No, yeah.
You know, it's the last place I would have thought of. So they're really trying to make
maybe
that.
Maybe Blind Pig.
Yeah. Blind Pig Purple on Purple Pig on Michigan. Yeah.
Blind Pig's the beer. Purple Pig's the place.
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, you can count the places on, like, you know, one hand.
Yeah.
You know, like your Howls and Hoods or, you know. Side Door, Chicago, which is this new space. Crazy. Monk's Pub. Yeah.
Monk's Cafe is the beer.
Yeah. Monk's Cafe is the beer. Now I'm following your suit. Confusing it all. But you know what I mean, though. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You know, House of Blues, maybe. You know, some good beers there. But there ain't a whole lot of places where you can go get this kind of tap list.
No, yeah.
So they had some hiccups, but overall, it's a very ambitious project he's taking on.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the side project is going to be the next takeover. So hopefully, man, I'm thinking maybe we should just, you know, camp out there or talk to this guy and find out, you know, find out a little bit more about him, you know.
So. Let us know if we can get in early.
Yeah.
You know, try them all before everyone shows up.
Or just do the show before everybody shows
up.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was all I went to.
Cool.
So.
Well, let's get into this week. We don't have very much, but we have one big event that kind of encompasses the whole day. Similar to how FOBAB works, that's the event of the weekend.
Yeah.
And there's events all around, like pre-FOBAB and post-FOBAB.
Yeah.
But this time, it's Black Friday. Yeah. Goose Island, Black Friday.
Unless you're living under a rock, I mean, there's no escaping this beer. Like, I just see everywhere I go, on all my feeds, all I see is Black Friday.
So if you listen to last week's episode, we talked with Mike over at Goose Island.
Yeah.
And he ran through the whole lineup this year.
Yeah, we even talked about like the past beers and, you know, how they blend and all that kind of stuff. It was cool. That was good.
We tried all five.
Yeah. We did
regular Bourbon County with coffee, vanilla rye Bourbon County.
Yeah.
This year's proprietors.
Yeah.
And
the barley wine.
Barley wine.
Yeah, and barley wine.
Okay.
Coffee was legit, man.
Coffee was great.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's events all over the place, man. Ground zero for this stuff is Goose Clyborne. The release is at that Benny's next door at 9 a.m. But then there's like Fishman's, Sheffield's, you know, Timothy O'Toole's. There's tons of places that are doing Black Friday events. So
yeah. So yeah. What's your plan for the day? Are you going? Are you able to go? Or you got to work?
I'm glad we caught up with Mike. I don't think I'm going to Black Friday.
No. Okay.
I don't think I'm going. I'm doing a brew bus that day.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I think I may try to go to the Binnie's in the South Loop.
Oh, there you go.
And just try to pick up some bottles, you know, not celebrate, but just grab some bottles because I know some family, they loved Bourbon County Vanilla when that got released. And I think they mention it almost every time I see them. I was like, dude, that was the only time it was made and I sent you a bottle.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to see if I can grab a vanilla rye for them and send another one.
Yeah, I was seeing the math online today, and like, you know, even the smallest variant made was our proprietors, you know, but they still made like 22 barrels of proprietors.
So that's a good.
It comes out to like, you know, like bottle wise, it comes out to like 9,000-10,000 barrels. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, bottles.
Right.
That's a lot of bottles. 10,000.
That's true. I know they're also last year stuff was getting released early by some of these smaller.
Yeah.
Liquor stores.
Yeah.
I think they're not allowed. They're not even getting their stuff until Monday now.
That's good. Because you know what I hated last year? I can remember back in the days where, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you go to Benny's and you see Bourbon County just stacked to the ceiling.
Yeah.
You know, before they went national. And then what I hated last year was like a lot of these places were like really price gouging, man. I'd see like a 4-pack for like $45.
Mm.
Or it would just, you know, it'd be an empty 4-pack container and it would be a tag on there that said, just see cashier.
Yeah.
And they were like really jerking people on some of these beers. So
yeah, I went to a corner liquor store, bought some beers, and he's like, oh, you want some of this? And I was like, well, he was like $30 for proprietors. I was like, nah, that's all right. Like,
come on. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stop jerking people, guys. if you got it in tow, man. If you see somebody that's got a crazy price tag on them.
Yeah, call them out on it.
Yeah.
Post
man.
On Twitter. Let people know.
Let people know.
Yeah.
And then they won't get any. Hopefully they won't get any next year.
Yeah. Then also on Friday at across the street at Goose Island Clybourne, the pub.
Yeah.
They're doing an event as well where you're going to be able to try all of the variants and previous years, plus probably some other special stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen I didn't look up an official list or anything.
Yeah, this is at Clybourne?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're running all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Even like some of the pub favorites like Cthulhu and Nutulu are going on.
Okay.
And then they're running BCS from like 2011 all the way up to the current version. And then like, you know, barley wine from last year.
Okay.
They're just tapping something new like every hour.
Yeah, so if you want like probably some of the really rare stuff, you got to get there right away.
Yeah.
But you could show up around lunchtime, probably grab a seat, have lunch, and try some of these other ones that you may never get to try again.
That's true. And, you know, a nice trick is to, like, you know, get a lot of people get their beers at Benny's and, you know, don't drink them and come across and try everything that they bought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
I'm hoping it's a little warm that day for everyone that's out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But leading up till Friday, tomorrow, or today, if you're listening to this, is Black Wednesday at Beer Bistro.
Yeah, and I think Bistro is like the only place in town that's got these on draft before Thanksgiving.
I think so, yeah.
So
Beer Bistro will have Goose Island Bourbon Kind of Stout from 2013. That goes on at 5 o'clock. The 2014 goes on at 7 o'clock. The 2014 Bourbon County Barley Wine goes on around 8 o'clock. Proprietors at 9 o'clock. And all this is draft only.
Yeah.
It'd be great. So we can definitely hit that up, get there at 5 o'clock or probably earlier if you want to try them all.
Yeah.
Grab a seat at the bar.
Yeah, if you're anxious and don't want to wait till Black Friday. Beer Bistro, man, right in the West Loop.
Or you can go try and be like, These are crap. I don't want them. Sleeping in. Anything else besides Black Friday happening or coming up that we should let everyone know about?
Well, there is the Catalina wine mixer.
Okay.
At Local Option.
All right.
So, you know, traditional Local Option event, 3 o'clock start on Black Friday. So this is their event where they handpick a bunch of beers that they think would be awesome to have on a tap list, and then they have a guitar contest at 10:30.
Why is it called Wine Mixer?
Yeah, the Catalina Wine Mixer. I don't know. I think that's the reference from like that movie with Will Ferrell, Step Brothers, where it's the fucking Catalina Wine Mixer.
Oh, okay.
I think that's it. Because when you look at the ads for the party, there's a picture of Step Brothers there. I'm like,
oh, okay.
That's just how, I guess that's just what they decided to do.
I didn't need to remember that movie. That's
except for the part where they were singing that Guns N' Roses song a cappella in the car. That was great. It was sweet. They were singing "Sweet Child of Mine," the whole family, and the dude, the dad was getting pissed when the kids were like blowing a note. He was getting so pissed at him. Yeah, and he almost crashed.
Okay,
we're getting off course.
Yeah, you know too much about Step Brothers. How many times have you seen this movie?
That movie's funny. But yeah, they got some good stuff, man. Cherry Truffle Abduction, Orange Truffle Abduction, Raspberry Truffle Abduction, the Pipeworks series.
Okay.
Yeah, those Pipeworks stouts. Some cool stuff from Half Acre, Firestone Walker. They got Backyard Rye from last year. Yeah, they got some good stuff. Barrel-aged version of Smoking Wood from the brewery.
Okay.
They got some good drafts on this thing. So about 12 or so hand-picked drafts. And then Guitar Shred starts at 10:30. So if I remember this right, they got like this custom Gibson like Shiner Bot guitar, right? And then I think the way this works is like it's a guitar contest. People come up and you know they play the guitar, and whoever wins the contest like gets to keep the guitar.
Oh wow!
Okay. Yeah,
is there a stage there? Like
no, oh. And that's what makes it even cooler. Okay. Like this place is not that big.
No, it's not very big.
I say Local Option and Bomb Camp are like maybe the same size.
Yeah,
like it's not a big place.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's also Friday. So you get in line in the way early in the morning for your beer, buy it, go to Goose Island, drink a bunch, go home, take a nap, head over to Local Option.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good day.
Yeah.
Screw shopping, drinking. Yeah,
it's overrated, man. Yeah. You're going to get trampled for like that toaster, you know, that toaster that costs $10 tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah. It's just a toaster.
It's just a toaster, man.
Yeah. Drink.
Drink.
And then one more event before we get out of here. Next week, we'll probably mention again, but on Wednesday is Brew Lights at the Zoo.
Yeah, man. Brew Lights 2014 at Lincoln Park Zoo. So this is a $40 ticket, and it's an outdoor beer fest at the zoo. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Lincoln Park Zoo is known for, like, their elaborate, like, you know, decorative light displays.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, like, they light up all the trees.
Okay.
And, you know, they try to make it like a destination. Like, you walk down a little wooded path and everything's
I guess I've never decorated. Gone over there in the winter.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty cool. Yeah, so they're going to have like 20 beers all under the Lewis Glunts portfolio.
Okay.
So they're known for like their import beers primarily.
Do you buy a ticket then, or is it like
Oh, yeah, it's a $40 ticket. Yeah. It's 5:30 to 9:00. Next Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
So you get to see the lights. You get to see all the light decorations, and then it's a beer fest as well as it's a beer fest under the lights at Lincoln Park Zoo.
Oh, okay.
Under the Christmas lights.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, Nick, how can people get a hold of you or find out where you are?
Hey, right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter. It's at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter. It's at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. You know, all the episodes get posted there. Links to us and iTunes, you know, go on there, leave a review, really helps us out, you know, gets the word out. And then our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass, we post other events we come across, pictures, just other random things we find that we like.
Yeah.
And that'll do it for this week's episode. Well, yeah, let's go drink some Bourbon County.
Right on, man. Cheers.